Hello, hello. Okay, there it goes. That's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here in the forward room of the USS Theodore Roosevelt to record the championship of the world for shuffleboard underwater. The tension is mounting a little as the contestants are practicing on this very toughened course. We are now have the course laid out about as best as it can be. It's a beautiful afternoon. It's not too much smoke up here in the forward room this afternoon. You can actually see from one end of the board to the other. The contestants in this World Championship match are Lieutenant Commander Tom, one of the outstanding engineers in the nuclear program, having been trained for the last 4 years under Admiral Rickover's program. Another part of this team is Mr. Wallace, who is our operations and communication officer, who is also trained under Admiral Rickover. The other contestants playing in this match are O'Brien, torpedoman, and King, also a torpedoman. King and O'Brien were the champion of the American League. Mr. Tom, Mr. Wallace were champions of the National League. This match today is being brought to you under the sponsorship of Captain W.E. Sims, United States Navy skipper of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The site of the championship is the beautiful forward room of the country club of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The match is playing under rather rigorous conditions, being that King and O'Brien are usually used to playing on a shuffleboard in a bar where there's beer and pretzels present. There are no beer and pretzels here. This may be a handicap to the King and O'Brien team, although the strictly amateur team of Wallace and Tom seem like they might be doing all right because they don't miss the beer. Ladies and gentlemen, the sponsor of this tournament just walked in. A few minutes, we'll have a few words from him, see how this championship is lining up this afternoon. The National League team, Mr. Tom, Mr. Wallace, drew the first blood, scored 2 points. I have with me here Captain W.E. Sims. I'll let him say a few words about the tournament.
This underwater shuffleboard championship is something we've been looking forward to for many weeks. Here we are with one of the finest shuffleboard installations we've ever seen, with participants having learned under very adverse conditions, with our players with not as much experience as they have on the bar side shuffleboard installations, but this course has been allowed to become rather tough. The grass is pretty high, and it's kind of hard to hit a ball out of this rough. So these boys have arrived at the finals, and it's with great pleasure to participate with the people here on the sponsoring of the World Championships for the first regulation shuffleboard ever conducted at sea on patrol with the FBM system. Turn you back to Dr. Hastings and give you a description of the play as we proceed this afternoon.
National League team seems to be booming right along. After the second exchange, they scored 2 more points. Now lead 4-0. Mr. Tom leads off, throws the puck a little too hard, went off the end. It was a fine try. Ernie King comes down with a beautiful shot, laying it just short of the number one spot. Mr. Tom is now lining up, trying to knock this puck off the board. Mr. Tom makes a beautiful shot, knocks it off. Ernie's now lining up, trying to knock the other one off. The angle got him that time. It's too bad. It's a nice try. Mr. Tom rolls up a very cautious sock, trying to put the skirts on that last puck. He left an opening for Ernie to hit that ball. Ernie comes down there with a beautiful shot, knocks it off the board. He's got the team sweating just a bit here. Mr. Tom's coming down, is lining up. Uh-oh, the roll got him. He moved it over, still trying. Ernie has a nice shot in there. He's trying to cover it up now. Makes it a real good shot. Red finally got on the board and evaded having to sweep the forward room. Nice shot. By the way, this shuffleboard championship has been made possible by the use of American Shuffleboard, one of the outstanding shuffleboard manufacturers in the country. O'Brien throws a little garbage up in the center of the board. Mr. Wallace takes dead aim. He's going to scoot it up there around that one. Oh, too bad. He knocked it off the board. That's all right. Red still has a puck on the board. O'Brien up trying to cover the shot. Too bad. The roll got him again. Mr. Wallace now up. Going to try to cast for the end of the board. Mr. Wallace now has a pressure shot coming up. And he throws a beautiful cast down in there. Worth what? Two points? Worth 2 points? Very nice shot by Mr. Wallace. I might say that Mr. Wallace is one of the more modest shuffleboard players. Never makes much noise while playing. Oh, Ernie King just threw a beauty in there. Mr. Thomas now lining up, taking dead aim on this puck. He made a beautiful shot. It didn't quite stay on the board, but he knocked that excellent shot of King's off the board. Ernie lags down in here. Another nice shot right up in there. Mr. Tom throws a beautiful shot out, lags him on the right side of the board. Very nice shot. The roll got King that time. Mr. Tom's going to come up, put a little pants on this, and see if he can't protect it. Tom threw a beautiful shot up there, making it almost impossible to knock his lead man off. Blue again scores two more. What's the score now? Score's now 8-2 in favor of the National League. I might also mention to facilitate the trim on the boat, the diving officer has taken 6,000 pounds out of forward trim to compensate for the large crowd that we have up here in the forward room. The trainer for the American League team seems to be a bit nervous. He's chewing his nails up there. Has a towel wrapped around his head. Oh, Mr. Wallace threw a beautiful puck. It was way too hard, though. It was really nice. O'Brien put a beautiful puck in there. The roll of the ship hit it behind the thing up there. Really a beautiful shot. Mr. Wallace made a great shot then. Knocked the pants off. Very nice shot. King will now try to cover this shot. O'Brien try to cover this shot with a few pants in there. See if he can get it in there. No, he didn't. Red scored 2 points on that one. The score's now 8-4. For those uninitiated, a good shot on shuffleboard is known as a good weight. In the background, you might hear this expression there once in a while. Uh-oh. National team just threw one in the gutter. I think the roll got him there. It's the last chance for the National League to come aboard on come forward on this exchange. Mr. Thomas taking time, watching the roll of the ship. Wait till it gets to its maximum roll and comes back, and he'll throw. He's now throwing. Beautiful shot. Outlagged the whole works. Very nice. Nice weight. I might mention that Mr. Wallace is a real study in concentration in this game. I mean, he's really going on this thing here. O'Brien made a nice cast up there, just a bit short. Mr. Wallace is again up, trying to tap that puck off the board. Oh, the roll got him. Too bad. It was a nice shot. The crew has mentioned that the announcer is prejudiced. I don't really think this is so. O'Brien shoots a beautiful shot up there. Knocks one of the pucks off. Mr. Wallace is stepping up to the line now to knock his other puck off. Beautiful shot. Oh, he almost knocked the other one right up there. That's a nice shot, though. O'Brien is right up there trying to outlag him on this last shot. O'Brien throws a beautiful puck up there, but he doesn't quite knock the other one off. Mr. Wallace is going to try to put the skirts on this puck. See how this goes. Very nice shot by Mr. Wallace. Made a pretty good target up there. O'Brien may be able to get to. O'Brien was just a little bit weak that time. Blue scores two more points. Mr. Tom is now shooting from the other side. The score now stands 11-4, favorite National League. Mr. Tom, Mr. Wallace. King just threw one that barely stayed on the board. The roll is a little bit vigorous at times. Mr. Tom is now coming down. It didn't quite throw it hard enough. The roll got him. Mr. Tom threw a beautiful weight down there, getting the buck of Kings. It was hanging on the side. Kings now lined up, trying to outlag him down through here. He comes up. He outlags him by a half inch. A beautiful shot by Ernie King. And Mr. Tom goes for it, knocks it right off the board. Here he comes back again, trying to outlag this puck that's still on. And it looks like he didn't make it. One blue, scored now 12-4. Mr. Wallace laid a beautiful puck up in there. Obie threw a nice puck, knocked Mr. Wallace's first puck off, sitting up there in good position. Mr. Wallace is now trying to knock him off. Oh, it's a little bit too hard, too bad. Ryan didn't quite get the pants on that last one. Mr. Wallace has a fairly open shot. And now try to knock this one off. He comes through up there. And it's a beautiful shot. Knocks the puck off. Never a doubt, as Mr. Tom says. Never a doubt. Obie tries to stick one in there. Roll got him a little bit. It was a nice weight. Didn't quite get up. Mr. Wallace again lining up. Throws the puck up there. Puts effective pants on the puck. Very nice shot. National League. Mr. Tom, Mr. Wallace again score two more points. Score now 14-4. Ernie King throws a nice shot right up in the center of the board, right up by the number one line. Tom's lined up to come at him. And Mr. Tom outlags him. It's a beautiful shot in the left-hand corner of the board up in the three zone. Ernie takes a dead aim on that one and just slides off the board. Mr. Tom will now try to put a little pants on that one, protect it. Too much. Rowe got him. Puck is still open. Ernie's taking a shot at this next puck. Ernie throws a beautiful shot down in there and knocks it off the board. Very nice shot. But too bad. Mr. Tom took a shot at that one. It's too bad. Looks like 2 points for the red team here. Oh, 3 points. Ernie made a beautiful shot coming down the two zone. Very nice. Score is now 14-7. Lieutenant Thompson just walked into the room. He seemed to be giving a needle to Mr. Wallace. Don't see how it's working, but Mr. Wallace just threw one off the board. Obie threw one up there and just about skidded them all off the board. Mr. Wallace now trying to outlag both those pucks. And he throws a beautiful shot up in the number two hole. Obie's now lining up to knock this puck off. Brian makes a very nice try out. The roll got him a little bit, threw it off. Mr. Wallace now tried to put pants on his forward puck, assuring him for at least 2 points this game. Throws a very nice shot up in there. Didn't quite cover the puck. O'Brien still has a shot at it. Brian takes another shot at it. Mr. Wallace now has a chance to score at least 3 points this game. He lagged it a little bit short. Blue got 3 points that time. The score is now 17-7. Favorite National League team, Mr. Thomas Wallace. It's been a very good game so far. The course has been quite tough. The boys seem to have adapted to it quite well. Mr. Hurd has walked into the forward room. He seems to be giving the needle to Mr. Tom. Ernie throws another one down there, kind of putting a little garbage up there in the middle of the road. Mr. Tom's coming down, settling down, getting an even shot. He throws a real nice shot. It's a little bit too hard, didn't stay on the board, knocked the lead puck off. Ernie's lining up from the left side of the board, trying to coast one down in here. A little too much, throw got him. Mr. Tom's now throwing his last puck on this side. Ernie's now lining up for his next shot. And throws a very nice shot up in the number two hole, scoring 3 points to the red. Scores now 17-10, favorite National League. Mr. Wallace just threw one of his famous hooks, but it went off the board. Too bad. Brian's now lining up, trying to throw one up in there to protect his lead shot. It might be said that Mr. Wallace has a beautiful left-handed shot, but he's keeping it under wraps right now. He seemed to be far enough ahead in this game. Kind of coasting along here and see how things are going. Brian throws another nice puck right up in the center of the board. So Wallace is lining up. Played a role very well that time. And Mr. Wallace knocks one of O'Brien's pucks off. O'Brien's now lining up, trying to outlag. Brian throws another nice puck up in here. Mr. Wallace may break out his left hand. No, he's not going to use his left-handed shot. He's still staying with the right. And he knocks one of the Reds off, leaving the Red with a net score of 1. The score is now 17-11, favorite National League. Ernie's now up, lagging for the end of the board. Throws a beautiful shot down there, just a little bit too hard. Mr. Tom is taking a little bit of kneeling from the wardroom people here. But I'm sure he can withstand the pressure. Uh-oh, he's shifting the left-handed shot. Here we go. It was a beautiful left-handed shot, but it just barely creeps off the board. Mr. Thomas now trying another left-handed shot. Just a little bit too hard. Mr. Wall's trying to influence the puck there. Ernie's coming down, trying to outlag this one puck. Seemed to have a little bit of an up angle now. The puck seems to be going a little fast coming down through here. And he knocked the puck off. Mr. Tom has a free puck coming down. Threw a nice puck down there. It's one blue. The red now has a hammer. It's 18 to 11. O'Brien throws a nice shot up in there, landing up just short of the number one line. Mr. Wallace now lining up, trying to knock his puck off the board. The ship's photographer just arrived. After this first game, we'll have a few in-between nines talks with the contestants. We'll take some pictures, and then we'll go on with the next game if it goes to two games. Seems to be quite a bit of roll on the ship right now. Threw it up there, but roll got it off. O'Brien's first puck still sitting up in there in good position. O'Brien throws a nice puck up there. Mr. Wallace still trying to get the lead puck off the board and score puck. And the red scores one so far. O'Brien still has another one. Looks like they'll score 2 points this game. Mr. Kerwin of Autonetics Corporation just walked in. We'll have him say a few words about this tournament. Mr. Kerwin, you come over here and say a few words for us, please.
Wallace and Tom have no right to be playing in this competition.
I think he's prejudiced. Mr. Wallace throws a beautiful puck up in there, outlining Ernie. Mr. Tom, sorry. Rick Overtrain, man. Ernie's now lining up, knock this blue puck off, lead puck. Ernie makes a beautiful weight down here, knocks the lead weight off. Mr. Tom's now coming back up, and he knocks the back puck off. I didn't quite make the lead puck. Ernie throws a real good weight down there. He's got pants on the lead man. The only way to get this is to outlag him. And Mr. Tom gives it a good lag, but not quite enough. The red just scored 4 points, now making the score 18 to 17, favoring the National League. Game's tightening up a shade. Obie is now up, ready to go. O'Brien threw that time. National League has two on. It's now 20 to 17. Mr. Wallace throwing the game-winning puck, and it's 21. The team of Wallace and Tom win the first game after a valiant try by King and O'Brien to catch them. We will bring you about the end of the second game so that we won't have to go on to more tapes. Second game is now in progress. The American League leads by 6-0, and some of the people are starting to rattle a foxtail in the pan. I might explain about the foxtail and the dustpan. Anybody getting beaten 21-0? Automatically is required to sweep out the forward room, be they civilians, officers, or enlisted people. We can now retire the dustpan. The National League just scored 2 points, making the score 6-2. And the National League team is on the move. Here they go. We're now well into the second game, score being 16-11. King is now throwing a beautiful puck up in there and put pants on it. Has 3 points on the board. Mr. Tom is now trying to outlag. It's a beautiful puck. Knocks a back puck off. Still lead puck up there in the two position. King throws another very nice shot up there. The roll got him just a bit. Mr. Tom's now lining up, and he throws a nice puck, but it rolled away. Too bad. It was a nice try. Ernie throws another shot up in there, blocks it off quite effectively. It looks like the only chance is to outlag on the left side and cut down the score a bit. Mr. Tom's now lining up, trying to take the shot. Quite a bit of roll. Rubber the green is just a little bit heavy here. Mr. Wallace knocks one up there. Mr. Tom knocked one up there, leaving 3 points for the red. Score now being 16-13, blue. The National League team has the hammer this time. Mr. Wallace throws a beautiful puck up there, knocks Obie's puck off. Obie's now coming down to try to knock him off. Brian throws a great shot. The roll got him just a shade. Really too bad. It's a nice shot. Mr. Wallace coming up, trying to put pants on this next puck here. Throws a beautiful shot up there, rolls in there. They're too close together, making a big target of Brian. I'll be able to get these off. Brian using left-handed shot, trying to come in on them. Don't know whether this will clear both of them or not. He was trying to outlag, but the roll got him off to the side. So Wallace probably throw some garbage up there, protecting those two pucks. Nice shot from Mr. Wallace. A curve got him, went clear off to the side of the board, leaving the two center pucks wide open for O'Brien's next shot. He's waiting for the roll to settle down. It's a maximum roll to the left, starts to roll back to the right, letting for it to settle. He will shoot now. Makes a very nice shot, knocking one of the pucks off the board. Wallace has an open shot. He's coming down here toward the end of the board, trying to score the game-winning points. He makes a beautiful shot, three for the Blue, score making it 19-13, favored National League. Mr. Tom throws a beautiful shot up left side of the board. King's now up, trying to knock that puck off. Throws it up there, throws a beautiful shot up there, knocks it off, stays on the board. Very nice shot. Mr. Tom follows it with an equally fine shot, leaving his puck right in the center of the board. Ernie tries to outlag him on the right. A little bit too much force. Mr. Tom tried to put pants on this puck, see if he can save it. Roll got him a little bit. He has two pucks up there. And as the vernacular of the shuffleboard goes, it is now pants time for the leading puck. Mr. Tom throws some garbage up there. Ernie's lining up, throws a puck. Outlags right in between him and gets a three score for the red team. Very nice shot, making a score. Scores now 19-16 Blue with a three-point shot by Ernie King. Very beautiful shot through two pucks. Brian throws a beautiful shot down in the number two spot. And Brian's about the only one that really waits for the roll. He waits for the roll, gets to the maximum side, then throws to the opposite side. Puck coming across. Mr. Wallace isn't taking quite enough time, throwing a little fast. Looks like the red team is settling down a little bit. The blue team has not won this match by a long shot. Mr. Wallace took a strong puck. At that one of O'Brien's is still on the board, just skidded past it. O'Brien's now trying to put pants on this puck, waiting for the roll. Cast down here, it's a beautiful shot. It's going to stay right in there. The only chance Mr. Wallace has is to outlag the lead puck. A little bit too much roll, didn't wait for the roll that time. O'Brien can now put garbage up in the center of the board and make it almost impossible for Mr. Wallace to outlag him. Very nice shot, he waited for the roll. Mr. Wallace is going to shoot on a strong roll. He better hold it. He's holding it. It's now in the center. Mr. Wallace coming down to the end. And a three-point score for the Reds. Score now 19-19, right? It's a tie game, 19-19. Here we come down to the final wire in this first match. Somebody's rattling the pan off the side over here, adding a little color to the game. Mr. Tom throws a nice puck up in there. Mr. Tom will probably now try to garbage up the front of the board, keep his one-shot advantage. Oh, he went for the shot. Should have garbaged it up. Maybe in trouble now. Brian made a beautiful shot, knocking lead puck off, almost keeping his last puck on. Mr. Tom's coming up for the last shot. Knocks it off. We now have a hammer puck coming up, it looks like. Red now have 2 points on the board. Mr. Tom has to outlag one or knock one off the board to save the game for the next point. It's game time for the American League. American League wins the second game, coming from behind 16-8 to win the game 21-19. We now have the third game of the first match in this underwater shuffleboard championship of the world. This is the last game of the shuffleboard. National League is up on the far end of the board. Mr. Tom makes a beautiful shot. He bumps it up into the number three spot. Ernie's now coming up trying to knock this puck off. Scores now 18-11, National League leading the third game of the first match. Mr. Wallace is trying to put pants on his last puck up there. He put nice pants up there. He has a two shot up there. O'Brien's trying to knock it off. Brian just knocked these off. It'll be game time for the National League and first match for the National League. Brian makes a beautiful shot, knocks both pucks off, scores 2 points for the Red. Scores now 13-18. National League. Beautiful shot by O'Brien. We got King and Mr. Tom at the other end of the board. National League trying desperately to score the last three necessary points. Yeah. King throws a beautiful puck down the center between two other pucks. Mr. Tom now coming up, trying to knock his other weight off the board. He gets two of them. Beautiful, beautiful puck. Got one more. Here comes King up with his last puck. Comes Tom, has the hammer. Throws a nice shot up in there. He's got a two on the board. Mr. Wallace has the hammer. We'll see how this one comes out. He just barely skidded past it. The American League team scored 2 points. Score? Score is now 18-15, favored National League. O'Brien just threw a beautiful puck up there, kissed off one puck. He's in the number three spot. Mr. Wallace has gone to the left-handed shot. Let's see if he can do it. He hit a left-handed shot, a beautiful shot, knocking a three puck off the board. Very nice shot by Mr. Wallace. He's uncanny with that left arm. Ryan tried another nice puck up in there. Mr. Wallace has the hammer. See if he can use it. Too bad he didn't get it up there. Ryan threw a beautiful puck up in there. Mr. Wallace now going to try to outlag the near puck, which is the... Didn't quite do it. Blue scores 1 point. Scores now 19-15. Favorite National League team of Mr. Tom, Mr. Wallace. Mr. Tom now up, lagging for the end of the board. Beautiful lag right up short of the one spot. Mr. Tom threw a beautiful puck up in there. It's game time if he can keep that puck on the board. Beautiful puck. King's now lining up with a shot, waiting for the roll of the ship to steady down. Throws the puck. Beautiful puck. Nick two of the pucks, didn't knock them off. Now Mr. Tom has a chance to cover that up and be game time for the National League and first match to the National League. See if he can do it. Ernie King threw a great weight down there. He doesn't want a two, he wants a one. Okay, King's coming up now. He could outlag this puck and score a point for the American League. Throws a very nice puck. Looks like it might come off the end of the board. Where'd it go? Where'd he get? 3 points. 3 points for the American League, making the score now 18-19, favoring National League. Here we go. The score's getting tight. Oh, King came through again as he did in the last game, scoring 3 points at a very crucial time. Game's getting a little tighter now. There's a lot more noise in the forward room here. Doc Dorsey's been kind of silent for the last game. He's coming to now. Looks like the American League is starting to press the National League. Brian throws a nice shot right up in the center of the board. Oh, it's too bad. Mr. Wallace threw a nice puck, but it rolled off the board. American League scored another point. It's now 19-all with King shooting against Tom. The last throw possibly of this match. There's a lot of pressure on the National League team. If they lose this game, they lose the tournament. They have to win this game. Mr. Tom threw a beautiful shot down there, knocking King's first shot off the board. Mr. Tom threw a beautiful shot. They're throwing weight for weight. Mr. Ernie's put three pucks on the board. Mr. Thomas knocked three off. At this time, if Ernie can knock his off, he threw it off. It looks like it's game time. Game time for the National League. Oh, too bad. He tried to throw one over the foul line. Pressure got to him. The National League scored only 1 point. It is now 20-19, National League with the American League with the hammer. Mr. Wallace is now up. The announcer won't mention that last remark. It's coming down to the wire now. The roll seems to be a little bad here. O'Brien has left a puck on the board. Wallace is taking a shot at it and missed. There's now one puck on the board for the American League. O'Brien garbage that one up. See if Wallace can outlag. Too bad. He threw a real nice puck up there. It's too bad. Well, we threw another short one up there. Mr. Wallace has to outlag two of these pucks. See if he can do it. That's 2 points, game time and match for the American League team. Squeaks out a winner over the National League team. Just a minute, I'll get some of the contestants. Steve?
We were robbed.
said that the National team were robbed. Here's Mr. Tom. Let's get some comments from Mr. Tom.
I sure goofed that one. I don't think there's ever any doubt my boys did a fine game. They played just like I told them to. They were in there all the way. There's never any doubt. The last minute broke their hearts.
That was Mr. Thompson, the weapons officer. And here are the two weapons boys that won the World Championship Shuffleboard Championship. Here's King right here. How's it feel to be the underwater shuffleboard champion of the world?
Well, Doctor, it feels very good. I think actually I owe it all to my partner. I sort of made a few bad shots there, but he carried me on through.
Well, I think you fellas played a real great game. There was a lot of pressure there in that last game, and you both came through with real good shots. Here's O'Brien.
Well, it was both teams that played real good games, but my partner's the one that actually carried the load. We did come out on top, and kind of glad of that.
Well, that's fine. You just heard from the Underwater Shuffleboard Champions of the World Regulation Board. They're now going to take their pictures and proclaim them Champions of the World Underwater Championship Shuffleboard. This championship has been brought to you by the USS Theodore Roosevelt using standard shuffleboard made by the American Shuffleboard Company. The sponsor of this tournament has been Captain W.E. Sims, the commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt. We are now signing off.